So even if people aren't going to climb, I think it's neat to get to these places anyway. I mentioned Cerberus Airlines and so forth. Within that 10-year period, I also had the opportunity to go to climb in the Alps with John Harlan, who was there for about a month. And on one of the climbs that the first ascent had been accomplished by Lionel Touray and Gaston Rélofat, I found this piton. It says LT on it, so we can guess who put that out. That's all, folks.
So Mike Shurick, unfortunately, and Bill Lamborns both were on the first ascent of Mount Sinyala. Mike sent me some slides and images with a little bit of notes on them. His note for this one is looking down Havasu Canyon. Havasu Village from the trail in. Havasu Village, so you can see the horse down in the lower part in the trees. This is the start of the Apache Trail. There it is off in the distance, Mount Sinyala from the Apache Trail upon reaching the plateau. This is Sinyala from the southwest. Just looking down one of the canyons on the plateau once they got up there. This is relaxing in the spring in the canyon. Left to right is Wilkerson, Myers, and Bitchin' Bill Amborns, as he's known to his friends. And this is Mount Sinyala from the southwest. This is looking up toward the summit, once you've gotten past those lower rock bands. This is the view from the summit, looking toward the northwest. And the view from the summit, looking toward the northeast.
Did they have a different approach than we did?
If you were on the Apache Trail, I don't know, without having those guys here, I'm just a mouthpiece for them. So I'm not really sure of the details. Clearly, if these guys found a fixed pin, they climbed the same route, which was a little bit up in the air. And this is looking to from the summit toward the northeast, down see the river in the bottom. That might be the end of the Shurick slides. Put the Amborns ones on. These ones have got narration, so I don't have to do it. These were taken by Bill Amborns. It was part of the group before. Everyone's full name will show up in a slide or two here. Sinyala is interesting because I've come across at least three different spellings, including the Spanish spelling with a tilde on the end. So let me see what time it is here. Okay, go ahead and set up the Pat Littlejohn. Pat Littlejohn? So a little bit of background on these guys. 1976, Pat Littlejohn and John Motherseal took a tour of the U.S. and Grand Canyon happened to be one of the places they stopped. They also came and climbed down in Tucson and did the first ascent on Entrance Dome in the Cochise Stronghold in a route called Wishbone. And they actually named, it's called Entrance Dome now, they actually called it Dappled Dome, so that should be the name that sticks as things move forward, because they were the first one to do anything on it. Both these guys are extraordinary climbers, especially Pat. He's quite well known in Britain for climbing all manner of terrain and all manner of conditions, and just an all-around solid guy. So these guys actually got back from their travels and wrote an article about this climb, which appeared in Mountain Magazine, which is really, you know, one of the few early mentions of Grand Canyon climbing, other than Dave Ganchi's article about climbing Zoroaster and one or two other ones. So he's captioned this. I had the exquisite pleasure of watching Pat walk up Butterballs on a rack of hexes and stoppers back when that was a really big deal. So I got to run into these guys a couple of times along the way, and while John was sitting in his orange jumpsuit dithering around with a rope, you know, Pat was just walking up a solid 11C crack. It was pretty impressive. So let's just go ahead and roll through Pat's presentation here. He was nice enough to put this together at my request. A little longer if you can. Funny thing is, they show up and they were walking around sightseeing and saw something they wanted to do. So they went over immediately and started talking to the ranger on the Grand Canyon who was on duty at the time, trying to convince them that they were capable of taking this on. It was well within their scope. But they basically, the guy was a climber, and he just said, "We can't rescue you. We have no way of doing anything about this." But after they finally got their credentials straight and warmed down, he gave them permission to go give it a go. All right. So I need to add Pat Littlejohn, Mike Stewart, and Bill Amborns onto the list of photographers that I thanked early on in the show. For your dining pleasure, we're about to take a lunch break here. We have Bayou Bayou serving Cajun food from a food truck out in the lot to keep people from having to go very far to eat. It is, it's actually 1 o'clock now. Hopefully those guys are ready to serve. They were planning on us being out there at 1:30. So let's plan on being back here around 2:15 or so. Hopefully they're able to deal with people coming out. At this point in time, we may have a little bit of a wait until they get ready to serve out there, as I was planning on sending everybody out at around 1:30, but we're a little ahead of schedule.
You want to show that other set of slides?
Which one? No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Let me go outside and check with the food folks and make sure that they are ready for us out there. If not, we may have a little bit longer than an hour lunch break.